In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all of Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them, "Where is this Messiah to be born?" They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for this child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may go on and pay homage to him too." When they had heard the king, they sent out, and there ahead of him went the star that they had seen at rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. And they knelt down and they paid homage to him. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Thank you for that reading of the gospel message. I shared last week, as I preached at the other services, about how it's fun to get birth announcements. And there are so many ways that we can receive birth announcements in our time, in our day, and in the technology that we have at this time. We still can receive them in the traditional manner with newspapers or bulletins and newsletters that churches print. But technology gives us other ways through email or social media. Recently, just hours after a baby was born, the mother was texting me pictures and announcing the birth of the child. Now, the text was really for my four-year-old, as my four-year-old had worked out with her friend's mother that when she gave birth to her baby that she would send a picture. But within hours of giving birth, here comes the picture and the announcement of the birth. But even with all of our technology, it does not compare with the birth announcement received by the shepherds in Luke 2. As the angel appeared to them, as the glory of the Lord shone all around them, saying, "Fear not. I bring you good news of great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." So in thinking about activities that we have created, that we participate in to celebrate a pregnancy and the babies being born in light of today's passage, I was thinking about baby showers. We throw baby showers so that parents can be given gifts and things that they will need for the baby. It gives the friends and the families this opportunity to lavish upon the people their love in tangible ways to support them and help encourage them in this new place in life that they find themselves. And Mary was thrown this baby shower of sorts, although not by her friends and her family, but by a group of men who until that point in time, until their arrival, they were strangers to her. Initially, the men were not sure where to go, but they knew something special had happened. These men were philosophers and astrologers, astronomers who studied the skies to find answers. And in their time of study, they noticed something, a star a star had appeared that informed them that a king had been born, the King of the Jews. There was this light now shining in the darkness that totally changed their life as it sent them into motion and set them out on a journey. They could not and they would not stay still, remain where they were, physically, emotionally, spiritually. They just wouldn't stay there as they began to search. So they went. They went where they thought a king would be, to the logical place, to, for them, was Jerusalem. It was there that they learned what the prophet Micah said, that he was not going to be born in Jerusalem, but he would instead be in Bethlehem. And even though it was a small city, unknown in comparison to Jerusalem, that is where the ruler over Israel was to be born. So they headed there. They headed to Bethlehem, stopping, though, as they saw the star signaling to them where that child was. They were overjoyed when they saw that star, when they realized where they were, that they had arrived at the place that they had been searching for. They were there. They were where the King of the Jews was. A feeling of joy that the shepherds experienced in our scripture last week was once again being experienced. It is true. There is good news of great joy for all people. The shepherds were an unlikely group of people to receive the good news, and especially unlikely group of people to be the first to receive this news. But they weren't leaders in their community or in churches. They were just dirty men living out with the sheep. I mean, that's what they were, living with the sheep in those fields. So very unlikely group of people. But it was for all people. And now here's these wise men, people not from this region, not from the region of Jerusalem, not from the ruling city. They were not Jews. So God, again, giving proof. But this good news, it's good news for all people. And their response shows that the good news actually does have the power to produce great joy. For as they entered into the house and they saw the child with his mother, they bowed down. They worshiped him. And there they presented him with gifts. Gifts they had brought to show their honor, their respect, their adoration for the king that had been born. To express their joy that they were experiencing. Gold, a gift for a king, for royalty. Frankincense, something used in worship by the priest to God. Myrrh, perfume, or an anointing oil, especially for those that were dead. It is this beautiful picture of who this baby born, the King of the Jews, was. And it's very beautifully and poetically written about in the hymn, We Three Kings. For the words say, born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again, king forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. Frankincense to offer have I, incense owns a deity nigh, prayer and praising, voices raising, worshiping God on high. Myrrh is mine. Its bitter perfume breathes a life of gathering gloom, sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in this stone cold tomb. These gifts given out of a sense of searching, a sense of worship for the king that had been born, gifts given to tell just who the king is. Gift giving began here in this moment. Gifts to honor and to love, to celebrate the birth, to express the joy that was experienced. They gave their best, the perfect gifts for what was happening and who had come. Another song that I have been drawn to as I read this passage and the giving of gifts is The Little Drummer Boy. It's been very popular in our household this year. Faith asks Alexa all the time to sing Little Drummer Boy. But it came out of this experience she had at this church. For she was read this book over in the C building one Sunday while she was here. Read this book about the little drummer boy. Little drummer boy who took place and part in this procession. Procession towards Bethlehem, bringing gifts to the newborn baby Jesus. But this little drummer boy had nothing to give. Everyone else had gifts that they were bringing. Had nothing to give. He was poor. So he played a song on his drum. It appears to be a simple gift, maybe nothing in comparison to what others were bringing. But it was a gift from his heart, a gift from what he had, a gift that allowed him to express his love and adoration to the baby that was born. And in the song, it said, "I played my best for him." For rum pum pum pum. We too get to give gifts to friends and family, co-workers, teachers, gifts to honor them, to let them know that we care for them, and even to share with them something we have come to know about them, maybe something about their personality, something we've experienced about them. And on our list of who needs to get gifts, who we need to give gifts to, might be King Jesus, the good news of great joy for all people. And what we learn from the wise men is that we are to give our best. We are to take what we have, and we are to give our best to him as we seek him. Now, how I might give might look different than how you give. Just like the little drummer boy did not give as the others that were in procession that day. But they all gave. They gave their best as the best had been given to them. This week, I was out once again getting the last item. Anyone been out more than once to get the last thing you needed? So as I was out to get that last thing, I began asking myself, wondering, am I giving my best? Not only am I giving my best out of what I am there to buy and to get, but am I giving my best in this moment? Yeah. Am I giving my best in this moment? One of those moments that I had in time, I was with my children at Walmart. I know I've seen some of you. I've been there since I saw you at Walmart. I had to go again. I swore that was my last time. It wasn't. So I had to go again. There I was. And I was getting frustrated with the crowds. And everyone was in my way. And my children, okay, just one of them, was grabbing everything in sight. And I had to say, am I about to give my best right here? Am I about to give my best? But sometimes don't we do that to ourselves? In the moment, in the midst of everything, in the midst of the wrapping and the baking and the buying and the parties, the decorating, we lose sight for even what we're searching for. We lose sight of where we're supposed to be going on this journey of life. And in that moment, and in those moments, we can't give our best. And so I wonder if we might need to ask ourselves this morning what we might need to do in our lives, not only in the midst of approaching Christmas, because you know what? I would love to say that's the only time that I'm not giving my best. I'd like to say that's the only time I'm frustrated in Walmart or that I'm frustrated with my children. But it's not, because most of the time I crowd my schedule. Most of the time I send myself somewhere other than where the star is pointing me to go. And I'm missing the signs. I'm missing the best that God has given in Jesus. So might we learn from the wise men today to seek and to search, to be willing to go on the journey, however long it might take, and wherever it might lead us, because it might lead us to a small town called Bethlehem rather than the big city of Jerusalem. And in our seeking, might we then give our best to God, and therefore to one another, to our families and our friends and our coworkers, to all those on our Christmas list, to all those that we've gone to celebrations and parties with, to all those that we are baking for and cooking for. Might we give our best as He has given His best. Let us give thanks and praise for who God is. As you go from this place, go seeking the journey that God has for you. Go and give God the best of all of who you are. Love God and love your neighbor. Go in His grace and His peace and His love. Amen. Amen. All right.